Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome, everybody, to the
I'm Fat Podcast.
Snacks are best saved for later.
With Jay Zawoski.
That man ate all our shrimp and two plastic lobsters.
And Rick Camp.
Out the mist came a beast more stomach than man.
Welcome into another edition of the I'm Fat Podcast, brought to you by our sponsors, Charlie the Baking Guy, Mazda of Orland Park, Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, and Nick and Ivy Brewing. If you're watching on YouTube, apparently Jay has set the background to be a mood ring for him.
Yeah, I forgot to change it. Yeah, from last week, because I don't want people to get confused when they're looking at the YouTube page, so whatever.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, see? There's thought behind things I do sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you're better than me. So I just start spouting the same crap as every episode. Hey man, so, you know.
That's how we remember not to forget anything. And now we're off track. So yep. Good luck recovering.
Less than a minute. It's not a record, but it's pretty close.
Anyway. Where were we?
I said all the sponsors. Did I say us? Yeah, I'm Rick. That's Jay.
Yeah, hi.
You know, this is where I say something that's dumb. That's a bad transition into you giving out all the stuff that people can do for us. So let's just go straight to
that. Yeah, I think we've nailed that. Yep. But make sure you're following us on all of our social media at I'm Fat Pod. That's Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. We've got the Facebook fan page, the I'm Fat Podcast fans group. So check that out. A lot of fun there. We have our YouTube page, youtube.com/I'mFatPodcast. Please go there. Please subscribe. Please like the videos and please watch. Those drop every Tuesday. We give priority to the podcast audience, but those drop every Tuesday. And if you missed last week's episode where I recap my Disney trip, that's a good episode to watch on YouTube because there's lots of food, lots of pictures, lots of stuff to see. So
and lots of Jay's stress face while he's trying to make sure he hits everything.
Yeah, I think it was okay. I did forget.
No, you nailed it.
Yeah, I did forget something. I forgot a major restaurant that we ate at on this trip, but it's because I did it by park, and this was not at a park. It was at a resort. So I'll get to that today and a whole lot more. What else did you know? We got our Patreon page. We've got the I'm Fat Merch page, imfatmerch.com. TeePublic runs that. Get yourself a new design. We've got our new Waffle House design and a bunch of stuff. There's always stuff coming out on there, and so check that out as well. I think that's pretty much covers it, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, since I spoke all last week, I'm going to give you the floor first, Rick. What's on your mind? Tell me about your fat adventures.
What's on my mind is a totally different conversation than the things I've been eating lately.
Fair enough.
All right, so I'm trying to, some of these are going back a couple weeks now because of not having the episode last week and then keeping my, you know, keeping the powder dry.
Yeah.
So that you could cook last week. The best thing I had in the last couple weeks was in St. Charles. Sam had the idea. She's like, hey, like, why don't we just go out for like a nicer dinner? Not like crazy, but you know, like nicer than a sit down place, like a real sit down place.
So yeah.
We went to Zaza Trattoria in St. Charles. The address is 5 South 1st Street in St. Charles.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard
that. That is Bailey playing with a bone right over my head.
That's funny. So before we started, I told Jay, I'm like, we're like 50-50 if the dogs are going to be either barking / howling or scratching on the door and need to come in because Sam just left to go work a wedding.
Yeah.
So dogs with separation anxiety and being left alone downstairs, not the best thing in the world.
And a jackass with boundless energy upstairs, playing with what appears to be the femur of a dinosaur above my head.
Well, tell Addie to have fun.
Exactly. Anyway.
Okay.
Zaza Trattoria.
Yes.
I loved him on the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, absolutely. That's good. That's actually a good one.
Thank you.
Like they NBA reference.
Yeah.
So this place was, as it would sound, like an Italian place, like fairly traditional, not the like sexiest building in the world, where like downtown St. Charles, there's a lot of newer stuff that might catch your eye before this place, but it was really, really good. Like I looked at the menu and there were so many different things where we're like, okay, like want to try this. So it's going to be a place we're going to have to go back to. For an appetizer, obviously this was a Sam choice, but I'm glad she chose it. It was like artichoke with just like this. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was like a creamy, buttery sauce that was just like all over it. It was really good. Like I could deal with scraping the stuff off of the artichoke. You know, like that's how good the actual sauce was to basically be willing to use the artichoke as a vehicle.
So artichoke nachos.
Yeah, that's essentially what it was, you know? So like, so it was really good. Like I looked at it initially and was like, I don't know. But then I like, just like took my spoon and got a little bit of that sauce. And I was like, oh, okay. This is happening.
Just start using I'm telling you, man, my 2023 New Year's resolution is, if it's in front of me, try it. It's not going to kill me. If I don't like it, I'll just take a drink of something and it'll be over. It's not failed me. Most of the chefs know what tastes good.
Right. No, it was very good. And let's see. So then my main course was tortellini with like sliced Italian sausage and pancetta with a three cheese sauce.
Oh, damn.
It was decadent. It was incredible. Like some of the best like Italian sausage I've had.
Oh, wow.
It was like a little bit of spice, but not like for people that would usually have like a mild Italian sausage, you're totally fine. But for people like me that like that little bit of heat, it kind of like hits and then goes away. So it kind of serves both masters there. And it was, I'm telling you, like I had to work to finish that thing because the portions were huge.
What was the price level?
What was it? Around like 22, 23 bucks for that thing.
Okay.
But I mean, Sam took like half of her plate home.
Yeah.
And like we were both doing the, oh God, we're over full walk out of there.
Yeah. With the lean back and the arm swing.
Yes, exactly. So it was just like a really good experience of just like, if you want like somewhat traditional Italian, just like no frills, this is what it is. That's exactly the place for you. Good drinks, like real solid food. I would say like good, reasonable prices. Like it feels a little bit nicer, but you're not paying like insane amounts per plate unless you really get something high end.
Right.
But like for pasta, for everything we got to be able to, you know, get out the door at a reasonable price, we were like, okay, this is like a really good option. So it's a Zaza Trattoria, 5 South First Street in St. Charles.
What is your go-to dinner cocktail? Or are you a beer guy?
It depends on the day.
Yeah.
Like before dating Sam, I was almost always beer, but like very, so she'll always get some sort of cocktail. She got wine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what kind at this one, but it was red. And I know
this is a rich. This is a white.
Yes. So, usually either a marg or an old fashioned are generally my go-tos.
Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of do like, if it's a heavier meal, I'll do like an old fashioned. If it's a lighter meal, I'll do like, Sarah and Brian have gotten us very much an Aperol spritz, which is like just really nice, like aperitif and light and bubbly sort of a thing. Refreshing.
That's one of Shannon's things too. She loves a spritz.
Yeah. So that, look at us. We're growing up. We're not little boys anymore.
I know. Right. But yeah, I'm telling you, like if you're in St. Charles, like, and you're looking for, you know, like there's a lot of places that people think of off the top of their head. This This may not be one of those places, but it's an absolutely fantastic option. And it may have been walking distance to Kimmer's, where we went to afterwards and picked up a couple of the ice cream sandwiches to take home and throw them in the freezer.
Is that the thing you sent me, or is that a different place?
That's a different place.
Oh, wow.
So Kimmer's is a place I've talked about before. Yeah. And actually, they like reached out to us on the podcast. We're like, thanks for you know, saying something.
Nice.
Because there's like, it's like a Western Burb local ice cream shop, but like really good ice cream options. And then they have like, they make ice cream sandwiches and wrap them and just like throw them in a side freezer. So we were just like, yes, this is a good option. And like, half of one of those is good for like a post-meal dessert. So if you want like more of a kind of a, you know, dessert meal in and of itself, you could probably have a full one of those. But we grabbed a couple of those and brought them home, threw them in the freezer, and they were right there for us when we wanted them, and they're fantastic.
Nice.
So it was a That's a good day. Very, very good night.
Awesome. But probably not as good as it could have been because you were too full.
Yes. Yes, that, at least thank God the walk from Zaza's to Kimmer's back to the car was all basically within a block.
Okay.
So not too bad.
By the way, I didn't tell you this. We did the math of how much walking we did in Disney. I walked like 40 miles.
No. Yes. Wow.
Like, you know, I have like, I had my Apple Watch on, so it was like track step. I'm like, all right.
Sure.
And then you can actually like dig in. It's like, you walked this many miles. Like, oh my God. That's too insane. Many. That's like downtown and back for me almost. Like, that's wild.
No, thank you.
I guess when you're interrupted by food every 15 steps, it doesn't feel quite as bad.
Right.
And it was over the course of 5 days, but still.
Sure.
It was a lot. So speaking of Disney, the place I forgot. I forgot. Was Trattoria Al Forno, and it's on Disney's Boardwalk Resort. So we were at Yacht, and across the water is the boardwalk, and you can actually walk around walk around the water and cross the bridge to get there. And this was great. Like, this was just Brian and Sarah and me and Hope went together. We left the kids back home to kind of do their own thing, which was kind of nice and kind of needed. Like, they went out and got their ice cream, and they went to the arcade and went to the pool, and they had a great time. And then we got to do like an adult dinner. Attached to Trattoria Al Forno is a place called Abracadabar. It's hard to say, but it is it's Disney. So like, the bit is these magicians own this building, and then they like disappeared, and now it's a bar. It's cool. Cocktails in there were great. So we, you know, went in, put our name in, grabbed a cocktail there. I had an old fashioned from there, and it was great. And then we went over to, once our table was ready, Trattoria Al Forno, and just did it up. And I think that's part of Disney. It's like, well, this isn't real money. This is vacation money.
Yeah, right.
So just kind of went nuts. We got the, to start, we got the crispy pancetta arancini. And I'm sure you've had arancini, which is basically just a fried ball of rice. Yep. These were with risotto and a rich mozzarella center. Incredible. Really, really
also
good.
Also same.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. It made me think of you. This is familiar. Oh, yeah, it's Rick. Creamy Parmesan center. Exactly. But then I got the Parmigiana di Pollo, that's known as chicken parm to the whites, with a big old hunk of chicken on there, the Parmesan Reggiano, the provolone, and the tomato sauce. It was just great. And then I got a side meatball. Like, that was just, like, why not?
Why don't more places offer a side meatball?
But it was just awesome. It was just one of the best meatballs I've ever had. So this was like, the adult alone, like, let's go out, have some cocktails, kind of a meal.
Yeah.
And it really hit the spot. So if you're looking for a place like that, you want to ditch the kids at the pool or whatever, if your kids are old enough to do that, or you just simply don't care about their well-being. Trattoria Al Forno on the Boardwalk Resort in Disney was great. And then go grab a drink at I'm going to make sure I say it right. Abracadabar.
Where all the alcoholic wizards serve you.
Yes. Abracadabar.
We have all these powers. What are we going to do? Let's open a bar.
Yeah.
Get people drunk.
No, Rick. They disappeared, and then the bar took over, you see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, wait. Let's see. I had It had a name. I got the whole, they all have like clever names. Like there's the parlor trick, which is four roses bourbon with simple syrup and a splash of soda water. The sour assistant. Oh, that's what I had. I'm sorry. I had the whiskey sour. That's right. I had the old fashioned with dinner. So the sour assistant was Rough Rider straight bourbon whiskey, house made sweet and sour. It was great. But all the drinks there were terrific. So yeah, check that out. Go there, do that.
This is a random aside, but I've always wondered, is there someone whose job is to come up with like clever names for drinks or, you know, like menu items and stuff? Because if that's not Herb Lawrence's job, it should be.
Yeah, I would think that that's a, yes, I think that would be someone's job. I don't know if someone is like the Disney.
Like, do you get hired at like, yeah, like do you get like, you just have your clients where they're like, hey, we have these five new menu items that we need names for.
Yeah, name these.
And then it's like, yeah. And then it's like a guy just gets high in the afternoon and is just like, yeah, this.
Yeah. You know, they got to have a theme, you know? So yeah, I would think that's, so that like, here's some of the other drinks here at Abracadabar, the Whodunits Punch, the Conjurita, Pepper's Ghost, Cowan's Double, like they all have like Magic Mirror is another one. They all have like clever names and also like kind of clever drinks. They're not just your standard, you know, mine was pretty much a basic sour, but a lot of these are very creative and things you don't see anywhere else. So yeah, I mean,
nice.
I think Disney just has an army of people, you know, that we don't even see just behind the scenes making the whole experience what it is. So yeah, that was good. I wish I can go back. I was just thinking about, like, man, that meal was good. How did I forget that one, you know?
Yeah.
And, of course, it was too, I ate it too quickly to take pictures.
No, I get that. I mean, that's kind of what happened with my Zaza's dinner. I was like, ooh, probably should have taken a picture of that one.
Yeah. Well, while we're on the topic of Italian food, we might as well tell our friends about Fredo's Culinary Kitchen. Yes. Out there in Schaumburg, 628 South Roselle Road, Fredo'sPizza.com, Fredo'sBakery.com. Follow them on Instagram at Fredo's Pizza. They've got the I'm Fat Burger, the I'm Fat Grilled Cheese, the I'm Fat Pizza. All great. If you haven't tried the I'm Fat menu items yet, we promise you, you will love them. If you're listening to this show, we can pretty much guarantee that everything you like is on that. But if you've had it before or you're not in the mood for all that, go get a slice. Go get a regular burger. Check out their monthly specials, which are always creative. That's how the MFAT burger started. It was a monthly special, and it was so popular, they just said, screw it. We're just going to put it on the menu all the time. Mm-hmm. And they've also got, like we said, Fredo'sBakery.com with those wonderful brownies and cookies that are just terrific. Probably too late. By the time you're hearing this, it'll be February 12th. So probably too late for that Valentine's Day order. But Treat yourself anyway. Get some cookies at Fredo'sBakery.com. But if you're heading into Fredo's and you want to place an online order, make sure you use that code IMFAT and you'll save 10% every time you place an order at Fredo'sPizza.com. And when you use that promo code, it helps us out because the people at Fredo's say, hey, look, a lot of people using that IMFAT promo code, they must be hearing a lot of what we're saying on the podcast. So very, very helpful when you do that for us. So do that. And you'll enjoy the food at Fredo's. Go get yourself a comically large mozzarella stick.
Yes.
And feel bad about yourself.
Okay, so one thing that's kind of nice about the new job that I have, which really isn't that new anymore. It's been like 5 months now that I think of it.
Is you work with two other fat guys that are always willing to eat fattening food?
That's also true. That is very true.
Yes.
But that I'm going to different spots and just like areas. Cause it's like when you have the same routine, you go the same routes, you know, you just go by the same places. So it's a little tougher to find newer stuff.
Right.
But for work, had to go up to Milwaukee, and on the way back made two stops. First one was I got to, and I know pretty much everybody who goes up to Wisconsin ever does this, but I hadn't been to Cops before.
Oh yeah.
So I had my first Cops experience, and buddy, the one thing, like, it's like, oh, these are Wisconsin prices. Things are actually mildly affordable.
Now,
like the burger at Cops.
This is the place that inspired Culver's, by the way, from what I understand.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, just got a burger, and then, so like you walk in and it's like, okay, to the right, you order burger. To the left, you order custard, which I realize I'm doing opposite for the YouTubes, but whatever. So that was just like going in there and getting a burger, just like not anything crazy, but like a real solid burger, good size. And it was like $6, maybe $7. So it was like the perfect amount to then still have space to like go crazy on custard.
Yeah.
That's how I would describe the size of the burger. And it was good quality. So like very happy with the burger. And then we got custard.
If you're not watching on YouTube, Rick just got a maniacal look in his eyes and he leaned into the mic. We got custard. In a world where we got custard.
Right. Also known as a day that ends in Y.
Well, custard's healthier than ice cream or something.
Sure.
Just go with it.
Yeah. So, and that was totally my thought.
Yeah.
So the flavors of the day, like I know there's like the stock flavors that are there, which are pretty standard. The flavors of the day, there was a chocolate peanut butter one, which I was like, okay, keep that away from me. The other one was raspberry. They knew I was going to be making my maiden voyage. And they gave me maybe the most on-brand custard flavor to be able to do that with. And buddy, did I ever. Because I got the, like, Brett and Rizzo both got, they got, like, either a combination of the two flavors, which Rizzo did, which he actually said was good. Like, a chocolate peanut butter with raspberry.
Yeah.
He said was actually pretty good. So just mental note for that, for people that like peanut butter, who are wrong. But the raspberry, they got it in a cup being like, hey, this thing is going to melt. I said, screw that. Give me the waffle cone.
That is humongous.
I got handed that, you know, okay. How many scoops would you guess that is?
17. Like
for paying purposes, how many scoops would you say that
just
is?
Just no, cause I've been to cops before. Yeah. I want to say they're saying that is two scoops.
They're saying that is two scoops, which is
from the snow
insane.
Shovel out back.
Yeah, no, right. It was, I mean, that raspberry custard is fan-freaking-tastic.
Yes.
It tastes like real raspberry. There's also some real raspberry in there, and it's like chilled raspberry too, which obviously makes sense. It's in freaking custard.
Yes.
But you know, like that, how the texture changes that little bit and it gives it a little bit of crunch. So then you like get that custard with a little bit of raspberry crunch in there. It was one of the best ice cream / custards I have had.
Yeah.
It was so good.
All right. Let me ask you this about cops. Cause I went there, me and Hope went there. We took Eddie there. Mm-hmm. And did you find it a little bit intimidating?
Yes.
Okay. See, it wasn't just me.
Like, because the counter is huge.
And like weird, it's kind of weird. Long, like it's circular almost.
This one wasn't really circular.
Or no,
this
the building is like, circular, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which one did you go to? The one like on the way to Milwaukee?
Okay. With like all the cows around the like in the parking lot, there's like cows on the parking wall. Maybe are there several?
Maybe. Yeah, there's like three of them, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure which one I went to. It was good.
Okay. Yes. It was really, really good. But I want to give a tip here. Because my ability to eat this without dripping was questioned. Without having drippage on the shirt.
Yeah.
By shirt, I mean coat, because it was when it was still really cold outside.
Yeah, sure.
And I was offended by this. Because if there's one set of skills of mine that should not be questioned, it's anything involving eating. So even from those guys who have seen me eat, which maybe that's why they thought I would drip.
Could be.
Also. All you have to do, especially with a custard, especially when there's that much of it, establish your perimeter first.
That's it.
Like, just make sure the edge around the cone, you start there, and then work your way up in terms of kind of encasing that with those, like, initial goes at the custard.
Yes.
So that way, you set your perimeter, so it takes a lot more for it to deviate from it. Which buys you time to go from the top down. And then you just have to keep an eye on it as you go. I don't think it's that crazy of a concept.
It's not.
I think a lot of people have it figured out, but like as long as you do that and you're not eating slow as hell, you're going to be fine.
Yeah,
you're like, going to be able to get through this without any drippage.
Yeah, it's like plate spinning. You're just constantly keeping track of what's dripping where and what's about to come down, and you handle it that way. Mm-hmm. I have a very spilly family. Hope and Addie, like, it is like clockwork that while they eat, they're going to get something on them. And you've seen me eat. I inhale my food. I just basically unhinge my jaw, dump the plate in there, and I'm good to go. I very rarely get food. I would say the time when I get food on my clothes, it's because I'm eating like a noodle dish, and I'll like do this and it will just splatter, and I can't really control that, you know, or like maybe a soup now and again, I will drip a little bit on me, but I'm really good about leaning my head over. And with ice cream, I don't like things in my hands. We've talked about this a lot. Right. So I get a bunch of napkins and I eat very quickly. Not an issue for me. Yesterday, I'm going to talk about this next. So I bought for the first time in a long time, I bought a white t-shirt.
Wow.
And I'm like, I can wear that with confidence. It was not plain. It was a Chili's Chili t-shirt from the... Yeah, I don't know if you saw. I'll pull the pictures up so we can talk about them during the next segment. Because they're very cool. I was like, should I buy myself a white shirt? Aside from looking fatter, because that's a reality.
Sure.
Like, you know, they just start making you look bigger. It just is. But... You know, other than that, I wasn't scared. I'm like, I can handle this. I can do this. So I got it. Because our buddy Chris Tannehill texted me. He's like, hey, are you covering the game? I go, yeah. He's like, I need one of those Chili's Chili shirts.
That's great.
All right. I will get it for you. So I got him one. And then he tried to pay for mine. I'm like, dude, no. I'm here anyway. But anyway, Tanny wants to go out to dinner with me and you. So we got to make that happen so I can give him a shirt. But here are the shirts.
Nice.
Those are pretty cool. Very like kind of 90s with like the left chest logo and then the big pattern on the back.
Yeah.
So this is in the atrium at the United Center, and this is just for this month because we're retiring Chelios's number at the end of the month. And yes, if you're wondering, like, didn't he wear number 7? Yes. And were they going to retire Brent Seabrook's number? Yes, that will happen too. They're just going to give him their own night. But...
Yeah.
So I was not there. Who cares? Yeah, I know. I was not there for the like the media get together. Like, here's the launch. Here, try some. But I really wanted to try some because it had been years since I've had Chili's Chili, and went back. And I will say it was a very small. I mean, it's United Center, so it's, imagine like a small Baskin Robbins cup.
Sure.
Or like, what is it? Like it, love it, gotta have it. At
Cold Stone. Yeah, Cold Stone. Yeah.
It was like a like it cup.
Yeah.
Full of. Maybe like 3/4 full of chili, and it was $7.
Jesus.
But if you want to pay $7 for a couple shots of chili, it was really good. It was very, very good. So if you're going to a Hawks game this month, and they've got a lot of home games, and you're going to need to cope through a Hawks game because they're rough right now.
I checked the standings just for the hell of it, and I was like, I knew they weren't going to be good again. I didn't and I understand Bedard's been out for quite a while.
Yeah, that's not like, all, though.
I was like, this bad.
Yeah, for those that have not been paying attention, they brought in Taylor Hall, who's a former MVP and a very good scorer. Andreas Athanasiou had 20 goals for them last year. They brought in Corey Perry. We all know what happened there. All those guys have not basically played. Taylor Hall's out for the year. Athanasiou hasn't played aside from like 5 or 6 games. Corey Perry's been dispatched to Edmonton for Pudwackian behavior. Seth Jones missed a ton of time. Like, they've been so hurt. But without Bedard, they're just not. They can't score.
Well, and honestly, like, as long as you're tanking.
Yeah, I
if
mean.
If it's going to be like that, have it all happen in 1 year.
Right.
So that way, like, I have no idea about the next hockey draft, but if there's another dude at the top,
Macklin Celebrini. Good name, isn't
it? That guy. It really is.
It's a great name. There's a couple good names. There's Macklin Celebrini. There's Caden Lindstrom, and there's Cole Eiserman. So you have Lindstrom and Eiserman in the same draft, but it's Eiserman.
Oh, okay.
And it's Linstrom, I think. It's not exactly
the same. So it's like the NyQuil Jornin version?
It's from the Chicago Bulls. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But Macklin Celebrini is like the number one. Everyone knows he's going to go first. He's not like Bedard level, but he's...
But he's a very solid,
a very number solid one number pick. One pick. Yes, and we'll probably jump right to the NHL like Bedard did. So, nice. Here's hoping. Boy, if the Hawks win a draft lottery 2 years in a row, people are going to have a fucking conniption.
Oh yeah,
and I'm here absolutely. For it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when the Lakers were up at the top, and everybody was so worried about them getting number one picks, and then they just kept getting number two, and then they messed up those.
Yeah, there's a big difference between one and two. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you.
Yes,
that's why I go to the number one Mazda dealership in all of the Southland. See what I did there?
Yes,
Mazda of Orland Park, 8910. West 159th Street, 708-444-3200. The website is MazdaOfOrlandPark.com. I'm going to drive my CX-30 all the way out to Rockford and back today. That should be a good time. Don't mind that drive. It's actually pretty quick. Am I going to Beefaroo? Should I try Beefaroo again?
Yes.
It was fine. Have you had it?
Yeah. I have not.
Yeah, it was all right. I had it like, you know.
I went to Arby's this week for the first time in a minute.
Well, that inspired by the email we got last week of the worst. This was the worst food I've had in months.
Yeah. Yep. And you know what I did? Minimal size beef, all the sides.
Oh, yeah. And give me all the Arby's sauce.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, drive your Mazda from Mazda 401 Park to Arby's. Or to Rockford, or wherever you want to go, because you know you're getting
quickly to a bathroom.
And you know you're getting a reliable car. And if something goes wrong on those trips, you know you've got the best service in the area at Mazda of Orland Park. So hit them up, 8910 West 159th Street. Ask for our buddy Eric Vates, 708-444-3200. He usually answers the phone if he's there. So to say, hey, Eric, I heard about you on the MFAT podcast. I want a car. And he'll say, cool, come on in. We'll get it done. It's a good place, good people working there, and that's what you want from your car dealership. So, okay, your Arby's story reminded me, you inspired me this week.
Wow.
Because remember last week I said I bought a baguette at Disney, and you said that sometimes you'll just go out and buy bread and just snack on it.
Yeah.
So I was shopping for my parents, as I do, and I was at the Mariano's, and you know they've got like the baked bread section, there's like bagels and loaves, and I saw for $2.99, it was like yay big. Maybe like 5 inches, 6 inches long, little like tiny slices of bread.
Okay.
And it was rosemary bread.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, screw it. For $3, I'm going to buy this little thing, throw them in a toaster. And I would get a little bit of edge of hunger on me and just pop two of those in a toaster. There were probably like 10 little slices in there.
Okay.
Perfect. So good. So if you're at Mariano's, look for those. But the
carbs, though.
But this is like, you know, the natural, not like super preservative. This is fresh baked bread. And what's so funny is I bought that and then Hope had actually gone shopping on her own. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I bought a big loaf of Italian bread, the Toronto, the Pane Toronto that they sell. So when I ate my little rosemary bread, we've still got some of that left. She's been making paninis and I've been eating toast on that. And then we got the Kerrygold butter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why would you not have Kerrygold butter when it exists?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's just a bad move by everybody. Right. It's there. Get it. Eat it. Devour it. It's good stuff. So yeah, you did inspire me this week with the bread eating. All right, but you another thing. I had a drive through encounter last night that I texted you about and you said, "This is show content."
I cannot wait for this.
Okay, so I went to the Burger King on 159th and Kedzie on my way to work yesterday and got right through, you know, first in line, very quick. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those people that I'm like paranoid that I didn't say diet.
Yeah.
So often when I get to the drive-thru window to check myself, not to check them, I say, did I say diet? Because yesterday I got a diet Dr. Pepper with cherry. Like it was a very complex freestyle machine thing.
Sure.
So I made sure I said diet. And she's like, yeah, you did. And she kind of like smiled and like winked at me. I'm like, oh, that was weird. And then she grabs my food and then she grabs one of the little paper crowns. And I'm like, oh, no, that's okay. Like I don't need that. She's like, no, you need it. You're a king. And I was like,
oh,
what?
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, I don't know what the... I don't know. There was a big pile of them by the window. They're probably being instructed to hand out the...
I think I know.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I think I know.
I don't think, Rick, that a black woman has ever noticed me, let alone flirted with me in my life.
Hi, do you like hockey?
I don't think it's ever, that's never been a thing that I've experienced. There was
always a time for a first, Jay.
There was a girl that at Lewis that I flirted with endlessly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, I thought maybe if I had asked her out, like in a different time and place, you know, maybe I would have asked her out. And sure. I hit her up on Instagram like a couple years later. I'm like, hey, remember me from Lewis? She's like, nope. I'm like, okay.
Cool.
Thanks, Angie. Just going to go dig a hole and lay in it. Yeah. I wasn't trying to, you know, we were friends. Yeah, she was part of the broadcasting thing and everything. But, well, I guess we weren't friends because she didn't remember me. I thought we were friends.
Right.
See, this is why. And I know Mike is listening. Mike, our video editor. And I'm sure he's listening to this going like, yes, see, this is why we don't ask women out.
Yeah, it's true. It really is true. But I think you could have, you know, in a different time and place, of course, been like.
Made out with the drive-thru lady at Burger King.
Well, not maybe right there, but be like, hey, when's your shift over? Could you, you know, could you hand deliver that thing?
Yeah. Bring me some halfsies.
Yeah. Some halfsies, a crown, and never mind.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know. There is a.
I don't know. Like, I understand they probably don't see that many people at Burger King, but still, it's like, I think.
It's not like Long John Silver's, though. I went there this week, too.
Hello?
Hello? Is someone here? Yeah, no, I'm here. Oh, wow. All right, we better get some fish.
Yeah.
No, actually, that one, I think that one in Matson that I go to now and again does okay because it's like the only one, and it's an A&W. It's a combo.
Oh, yeah.
So what's nice is I get my fish and I get my root beer, which is great. But speaking of fish, by the way, the walleye is back at Culver's.
Nice.
RIP my checking account. That shit is expensive, but it is awesome.
Yeah.
It's really good, so... All right, I got my burger. What do I have to do? Yeah. I think I said everything. I got one more thing. So do your thing.
I have a taste test too.
Oh yeah,
I have two things left.
So. All right, go first.
Okay, I have a taste test because if people are watching on YouTube, they saw me downing an energy drink to start the show. That's because we're doing this in the morning on Saturday, and I saw at the gas station, the 7-Eleven by my place. It's a nicer one, so they have like more options. There's the 7-Eleven. Yeah, you have it there. I was like about to just.
Yeah, I got
I'm
it.
I'm an idiot. Whatever. The milk chocolate cookie and caramel clusters.
I like how you're pretending to do a taste test when the bag is clearly open.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You're goddamn right I am. Because I also haven't eaten anything yet today. So
that's a good breakfast.
Apple off. Yeah. So when I look. Okay, when you look at. The middle cut of one of those clusters. What, I forget if it's Little Debbie or Hostess, but which of their products does it kind of remind you of?
A Star Crunch, maybe?
How about a Kazbar?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
It's very much like a Kazbar.
See, the picture to me looks like a Fannie Mae turtle.
It does, kind of. Yeah. But it's... It's very much like a Kazbar on the inside, but the actual... It's what?
Does it rock?
It's pretty great.
Rock the Kazbar?
Yes. Yes, I understand.
Oh, okay. You're just moving on?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So they're probably about the size of like a Fannie Mae turtle. And let me tell you, there is a little bit of crunch in there.
Good ASMR.
So you get the cookie, a little bit of caramel, and like a little bit of like a chocolate cream in there too.
Oh,
so it's really freaking good. And it's a 7-Eleven brand product. So if you see these at your local 7-Eleven, get them. They are great.
That looks good.
It's also on the perfect mark for it. It's chocolate, it's caramel, and cookie. So I get texture, caramel, and a layer of chocolate. Yes.
I like their premium branding, too. Like, look at this yeah, fancy I know, right? 7-Eleven food.
Yes.
They are. 7-Eleven, though, is the spot for that and Walgreens. They've always got the new candies first.
Yes, they do.
All right.
I'm going to eat the other half of this.
Yeah, go for it. I tried something new this week, too. Okay. And I know our friends at Costco are famous for their giant hot dogs and giant pizzas. I believe this to be relatively new, fresh baked cookies. And I sent you a picture of this, and I think this photo is a bit misleading because you can see my finger in there, but my finger is by my camera and the cookie is on my lap. So you're getting a little bit of forced perspective there. That is a like Mrs. Field size cookie. Like it is, it is a big, big circumference and it is a thick boy. It is about, you know, I'm holding my fingers here. Let's see. I actually
have many C's right here.
I'm going to say it's about an inch thick.
Okay.
Which, you know, here, I got my ruler here. That's an inch. Like that's pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
So, really good. You get it right off they have like under the little heat lamp. They're fresh baked, so you get them in there hot. And absolutely terrific. And you get two with the order. So, and they were cheap. They were dirt ass cheap. So if you're at a Costco and you've just have had enough, because that's what Costco does to you. It's just everyone stopping their carts in the middle of the aisle all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. So you've earned it. Treat yourself to a hot dog and then have a cookie to wash it down when you're done. Yes. I think they were like $2 or something. It was ridiculous. Something ridiculously cheap. Have you had the Costco pizza?
I think I did once. It's like it's been forever.
A giant triangle cut, like floppy style, like cheap pizza. It's like $10. It's a great deal. The hot dogs are good too, but they're the kind that like when you burp like a month later, you still taste them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're into that investment, go for it. But the cookie, no problems there. Took it right down.
Yeah. Okay, I actually now have two more things because I forgot about one very critical thing to talk about. Yeah, the first thing is another update from Taco Bell, who's been revamping their menu.
Yeah.
This was tried at apparently one store. I don't know of a launch date, but let's see, for a limited time at the end of this summer. So we got a while to wait, but there is going to be Baja Blast Gelato.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Here, I will... I'll put the...
I don't know how to feel about this.
I'm putting the link to
here,
to
I got a picture. Page. I got a picture here. I found it on there. Taco Bell actually has like a news story about it. So there's a picture of it. I mean... I'll try it.
Yeah. Like, it can't be bad.
No.
Like, there's no way it's bad. It may not be great, but it's not going to be bad.
No. And I know the Baja Blast has a Super Bowl ad with Aubrey Plaza and Nick Offerman coming up.
Nice.
I think you're going to be able to buy it in stores.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that's the
idea. Because I know Baja Blast in general is finally, like, going to be more available to the masses.
Yeah.
But the gelato, I think, is an interesting twist. Like, I could see that being good.
I'm trying to think of what it would be like. It would almost be like a sherbet, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would assume.
I'll try it. I'm down. Oh, yeah. I also saw that Wendy's, or Wendy's, as they say in the commercials, is doing a creamsicle frosty.
Yes.
I am.
Yes, I did
see effing that. In. I am Rick Camp, sitting outside with a guy pointing at me in the morning. Waiting for the creamsicle frosty, because that's going to be an all-timer. You talk about like wheelhouse foods for you, like your raspberry custard and your cookie chocolate custard. Creamsicle, anything. I am in for sure.
I'm not even the biggest orange person, but I'm in for that.
Yeah, that's going to be really good. I can't wait. I wonder when that starts. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll find out.
Okay. I will. Well, here, I'll start my last story and you interrupt when you know.
Okay.
When that begins. There was a scare in Hanover Park this week.
Yeah.
Because I forget which day it is because everything blends together. Sam and I are driving out of, so our townhouse, you have to like, there's those little like side streets kind of within a little neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So we get out to like our first turn onto like a real street and we're turning left. And as we're turning left, there's a squirrel that lost a battle with a car.
Bad matchup.
And we were like, oh no. And then Sam's like, that thing is still awfully plump. Is that hairy?
Oh no.
So for at least a day, like a full ass day where we were like going around and like we were running errands, doing a bunch of stuff. She'd be like, I'm worried about Harry.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, this sucks. Because I didn't know. Like, I didn't think it, you know, I was like, to try and not be too morbid. If it gets run over, maybe some of the everything just gets pushed to the part of the body that didn't get run over.
Yes.
Yeah, like a, you know, toothpaste type deal.
Mm-hmm.
So we're worried about this. We're worried. I'm like, you can't know. We cannot know until, you know, like really, honestly, the weather turns and, you know, the squirrels are more around and that type of thing. And then a couple days later, Sam's out on the front porch. And by porch, I mean step. And Harry is there looking for peanuts.
Thank God.
So Harry is okay. We had a big scare. I told you about it when we were worried. And then while I'm at work, I get a friend, like a video, and she was like, it's Harry. So Harrison Gord is okay. However, he would also lose a battle to a car with a car.
Oh, if it comes down to it?
If it comes down to it, he will lose that battle. But, you know, I think he's a smart fat where he knows to, you know, keep himself out of certain situations because he's not as nimble as the average squirrel.
Yeah, yeah. I see now and again squirrels that are just like, they look at the street and are like, I'm good. And then there are some that are usually the more athletic, the skinnier squirrels that are like, I'm going to be daring and run under these cars. Like, oh, you're dead.
Yeah.
You don't get that fat by, you know, quickly. Harrison's done the work. He's clearly got some intelligence on the other squirrels. So, thank God, crisis averted. Celebrate with a Harrison Gord shirt from imfatmerch.com. You can do that. Yeah, that's scary, man. You grow attached to these things. You got to find some way to mark him.
Yeah.
Know? Maybe get like a little tiny Harrison Gord t-shirt from TeePublic. Put it on him so you know it's him. Can you wear your own shirt, though? Can you wear a shirt with your own image on it? I don't know.
It's kind of a bad look.
Yeah. It's really sweet that Sam was so concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's part of the family now. So just bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little cage. Bring him into the house. The dogs will love it.
Yeah. I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
The dogs that love anything new.
Yes. They're very well adjusted to new things.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. All right. We're good? We got everything?
Yes, we got everything.
All right. Ready to ask the fats?
Let's do it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 1 week since my last confession.
Okay, my son. What is your confession?
I'm fat.
Charlie the Bacon Guy brings you Ask a Fat every week, and here he is with this week's unedited Bacon Report, so I'm sorry for any errors, pauses, or delays.
Thanks, Jay. This week, we have maple pepper, French toast, jardinera, applewood, Old Bay, beer, ranch, chorizo, rosemary, jalapeno garlic, and coming very, very soon, honey chipotle and Nashville hot. Coming soon after that, raspberry chipotle and Maui Wowie. For bacon jams, we have the original, the bourbon, the spicy, and the vanilla bourbon. We are working on a Bacon of the Month club, so keep an eye out for that coming soon. Hopefully we'll have it done by March Fatness. Let's keep our fingers crossed. More details to come. We are also looking to do a couple events with a couple of local restaurants here, so keep an eye out for those things as well. For the Bacon Report, I'm Charlie the Bacon Guy.
All right, we'll have info on those when they come, and you can go meet Charlie, who has a HockeyDB page, by the way. If you want to look up Charlie Zeserl on HockeyDB, you can see his glorious seasons in college hockey. Better hockey player than he gives himself credit for. Anyway, Go to charliethebaconguy.com, peruse the menu selections, look at the bacon vault to see the things that have been made before, and if you want some of that, hit him up. You can obviously place your order at charliethebaconguy.com. You can also shoot him an email, charliethebaconguy@gmail.com, and make sure you're following him on Instagram at charliethebaconguy. He's got Twitter too, at @czthebaconguy, but Instagram, that's really going to inspire you to order yourself some bacon, because it is bacon porn 24/7. But charliethebaconguy.com is your one-stop shop for all things Charles T. Bacon Fellow, including merch, good merch, merch you'd actually wear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so go there and do that. We have one voicemail today. The fellow did not identify himself, but so make sure you say your name next time you leave a voicemail. But this goes back to a topic we had in Ask a Fat last week, where they asked, When you try a new restaurant, like, what's the go-to thing you order to make sure the place is legit? So we have a response to that, and here it is.
Hey, Fats, just a comment on today's question about what food you go to check out a new restaurant. When it comes to Mexican restaurants, I go for the rice and beans. Too many times they're throwaways. You get them, they're kind of bland, really not any taste. But when you get really, really good rice and beans, it means that they're taking care of all the little things, and they're even taking time for the throwaway side in most cases to taste good. Keep up the good work. Love the show. Thanks a lot. Bye.
That's a good one. And that's, you know, that, So you're, what you said last week, Rick, this has been your philosophy and I love it, is the hot link, right? Like the less regarded, less ordered item. I think what he's saying is also valid, where rice and beans come with everything and you mass produce them and some people eat them, some people don't, but they're on every plate. But usually when I sit down at a Mexican restaurant and I get like the burrito dinner or taco dinner, The first thing I'm going to taste is that rice and beans.
Yeah.
And if the rice is dry or the beans aren't good, like it's already a rough start, because that's a basic. So good call. I like that. That's an interesting take. And if you've got any follow-ups on things you've heard before, hit us up. I'm fatpod at gmail.com. The voicemail number is 708-858-3314. All right, we've got a couple voicemails to do, emails to do, rather. So let's do that now.
Ask a fat about this and that. It's time to chat with the fats.
And this week, the Ask a Fat email segment's brought to you by our friends at Nick and Ivy Brewing Company in Lockport, 1026 South State Street. Paul from Nick and Ivy shared a photo of Lockport like 10 years ago versus now. It is a different place. Places like Nick and Ivy and Stagecoach and Taco Heaven are popping up all over historic downtown Lockport. So if it's been a while since you've been there and you're like, Lockport, wasn't that kind of like run down and not really like functioning anymore? It is totally different. The downtown is super vibrant now. It's absolutely great. There's high-end restaurants. There's great takeout. You could bring it all to Nick and Ivy and then sit down and drink a delicious beer at their delicious craft brewery. Whatever kind of beer you're into, we say this all the time, Rick, like whether you're kind of a noob or you're a beer snob, they're going to have something for you at Nick and Ivy. And the atmosphere in there, it's got the atmosphere of a neighborhood bar. You sit down, the game's on TV, there's live music playing, The bartenders are friendly. Usually Paul is back there with his towel over his shoulder, yes, getting ready to serve you some nice cold beers. It's a great place. We love it. You will too. Check it out. Nick and Ivy Brewing Company on 1026 South State Street in Lockport. Social media, they're at Nick and Ivy Brewing on Facebook and Instagram, and their website is nickivybrewing.com. That's N-I-K-I-V-Y brewing.com. Go visit them in beautiful, historic downtown Lockport. And then go drive by Lewis University and say, that's where Jay went to college. And then drive away quickly, because who cares? Okay. Got an email here from Darby, previously known here as the girl with a spoon in her purse. Remember her.
Yeah.
Darby says, hello, boys. Valentine's Day always reminds me of my dear departed grandmother and the adversity she overcame for the love of her life, candy conversation hearts. Not only did this woman love those candy hearts and almost universally despise candy to the point of often eating an entire bag in one sitting, she chewed them rather than letting them dissolve or at least soften a bit before biting them. Every year around Valentine's Day, you could find my grandmother sitting at the kitchen table doing a crossword and pounding through handfuls of candy hearts like popcorn. I was not old enough at the time to remember this, but one year this habit resulted in her dislocating her jaw.
Jesus!
A trip to the ER and a short hospital stay later, she was all put back together, but not before my parents and several other family members were forever mentally scarred by the ghastly sights and sounds of grandma's jaw hanging disconnected from her face. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh.
You might think this would put her off of candy hearts, or at least make her reconsider her habit of chewing them, but in a testament to a love that wouldn't die, it didn't slow her down at all, and she lived to 93 years old, still spending every February fearlessly grinding candy hearts into dust with her dentures. A true legend. Yours in fatness, Darby. That is awesome. That's a great story.
Fantastic.
I like those too, by the way. Candy hearts are good.
Well, you like Smarties and stuff.
I like shitty sugar tabs, basically. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out Darby.
That's awesome.
For a beautifully written email. The use of colons, hyphens, commas, punctuation, capitalization.
I was going to say, just say punctuation.
Beautiful. Chef's kiss. We should hire Darby and we'll just send her our emails every week and say, clean these up for us.
Yeah, right.
We'll send you a t-shirt or something.
That's awesome. That's the essence of this podcast.
Yes.
In one email.
That's great. I love that. Thank you for sharing that story. And it's funny, like those, oh my God, I didn't know you could dislocate your jaw on candy hearts. That's scary. Oh,
yeah. Oof. Also, anytime I see hello boys.
Hello boys.
Oh, not that. I think of Brad Biggs.
Oh.
Hey, morning, boys. What's going on?
Morning, boys. What's going on?
He just blocked you on Twitter.
Yep. Well.
You were just somewhat critical of Chicago's most high-profile football reporter.
Is that critical? It makes me think of the way he says it.
He would take it that way, though, I think.
Okay. Fair enough. Anywho, this one is from Aaron.
Aaron.
Fellas, especially Jay. There are a couple hacks to avoiding the line at Gideon's.
Yes. For those who don't know, the Gideon's is the long wait cookie spot at Disney Springs in Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
One, if you are only on Disney property, the Disney Springs location offers a virtual queue that you sign up for in person, and then they text you to come back at a certain time. The wait after you return is like 10 minutes, and he gives the link in the email.
Okay. That's clutch. So that's true. But it's not always functioning. Sometimes they say the wait is too long, so we're not offering a virtual queue. That's what we tried to do both times we went, and they were not doing it at that point.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. And two, if you have a car and can leave property, they have another location where you can pre-order cookies and also has generally no lines besides some weekends.
Ooh. We don't have a car there, but I would Uber. I'd be more willing to Uber, depending on how far it is from where I'm staying. To try it and get it rather than stand in line for an hour. Interesting. All right, we'll try the virtual queue again next time. But Aaron's doing the Lord's work for us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, that's any hack you can have to maximize your Disney experience and basically avoid people. That's generally a good thing.
That's a tough place to avoid people. That's for sure. But yeah, it's a good time. All right. Well, that was a nice, tidy hour, Rick. And we got to everything. We like actually like kind of had some structure to the show. And like, it was nice.
It was very odd.
Yeah. I also don't feel like I got that sleepy face like I have usually when we do Sunday mornings.
Yeah. I mean, I know my eyes are kind of heavy here. Like the eyelids are a little swollen, whatever. But oh, yeah. I didn't take my allergy pill yet. That would do the trick.
There you have it.
Dummy. Follow us on all of our social media at I'm Fat Pod at gmail.com. Check out Patreon or Spotify if you like. And I'mFatMerch.com for all of our shirt designs. And you can get them on like a bunch of different types of products over on TeePublic. Also, if you're just searching for something else on TeePublic, start with our link
yes,
and get
please.
A little kickback on your order. YouTube.com/I'mFatPodcast. Subscribe, like each video. And if you are extra awesome, either watch us on YouTube and feel better about your own face after looking at ours, or just throw it on, you know, hit play, mute it, and keep it on a tab in the background so that we can get ours viewed accrued. Jesus, I just had a stroke.
You're
accrued.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
I gotcha.
And then subscribe, unsubscribe, and resubscribe to the regular podcast feed. And remember, leave us those 5-star ratings and reviews. If you leave us like the funniest, best review of the month, could be a prize pack headed your way.
Yep.
So keep that in mind as well if you have not done that before for us. And the best thing you can do is check out our sponsors, Charlie the Baking Guy, Mazda of Orland Park, Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, and Nick and Ivy Brewing. So for Jay, I'm Rick. And this is the I'm Fat Podcast.
Stay clear of the breakfast burritos. Too much of the chilaquiles.